What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, 215-592-9494. Obviously, the biggest thing coming out of the weekend was the Phils. It was a terrible series. Terrible. They should have salvaged one yesterday. Trey booted the ball, and that hurt him. And it basically cost him the game, basically. Let's go to the phone. Tim in Swedesboro. Tim, good morning.
I'm going to say this. I swear, if somebody says that Trey Turner is the best shortstop in baseball again, I swear I'm going to lose it.
I haven't heard anyone say it in a long time, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, I talk to, like, other friends and stuff, and they always say, oh, Trey Turner, best shortstop in baseball. No, he's not.
Get smarter friends, but go ahead.
Yes, because I tell him, listen, I heard this guy, was it 5 hours now?
Yeah, but it would be more if he got to more balls. Like, five's not, like, a disaster.
I'm shocked that it's five. And that's got to think, I got to think that sometimes they're not getting ruled errors.
Well, we know that that's been in play this
thing,
year.
Yeah, across the league.
But, Tim, we also know he doesn't get to balls that if he did, could be errors. I mean, he's only tracking for 15 for the year. That's not so bad. But we know it's his not getting to the baseball, the lack of range, that's the killer. And we think, I think, in center field, that wouldn't be the problem. Because I don't think it's lateral, like, first step thing. In center field, once he would get on his horse and move, because he can run. I mean, around the bases, I don't think there's a faster Phil.
He is athletic, yeah.
I mean, maybe Rojas? I don't think so. I mean, Trey Turner can still fly, and that's where in center field, to me, he's very appealing. And at shortstop, because of the lack of... He doesn't have that thing Deion had, or Allen Iverson had, which was like a unique ability to have remarkable quickness in a short space. Deion and AI had that. Trey Turner is like the exact opposite of that.
He's got no hips.
Yeah, something's not working in that body. Anyway, but Tim, you still want him to, you know, freaking grab the routine ball. Go ahead, man.
Oh, yeah, and I also heard that since he's been a Philly, he's got like, what, 45 total errors since he signed here?
Correct.
And when I heard that, I was just, this is what we get for a $300 million man. This is what we get. Come on, man.
Tim, they are going to, rightfully so, get tremendously criticized if they lose in October because of his defense. Because they could have had a conversation with him in November and December and said, we're putting you in the outfield. We're doing it. We're doing
it. Well, God forbid.
And they chose not to.
God forbid they move him somewhere else. Because, you know, I see, like, with Bryson Stott, I know he's the second baseman. But it's like, you know, you move him somewhere else. And it's like, okay, now you're going to mess with his mind.
You could at the very least just flip-flop those two. Even if they didn't want to put Trey in center, you could just have Trey at second, Stott's a better short. Look, we saw them get to Game 6 of the World Series with Bryson Stott as the shortstop.
Well, it's a good parallel with their, you know, converse of the Bryce Huff thing, where the Eagles, he stunk, paid him a lot of money, and they're like, you're not playing, and then we're just going to get rid of you. And the Phillies won't even talk to Trey about moving a position, you know?
Correct. I mean, Tim, I was really struck and impressed by Sirianni's accountability and how he going with it. And this just strikes me as a lack of accountability. And look, credit Trey for hitting well. I mean, he's really hit well the last 6 or 7 weeks. But, I mean, it's not good with the defense. Give me a big-time answer, bud. You can win Phillies tickets. Something great, a title that's got a kid somewhere in there, a child somewhere in there.
Okay. I thought of this one for a little bit. Hopefully nobody said it. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
No. Caroline, see, okay, and
that's
I said earlier, it can't be just a name, even if the name's a kid. You got to have, like, kid, daughter, son, boy, girl, stuff of that nature. Because we used Annie as baby. We used Annie as an example. You can't just say Annie, even though she was a young.
You really wanted Annie to be
She's an all-timer, man.
See, not so much for me.
I know, because you're a big gruff guy.
No,
you don't like The Notebook. You don't like Annie. You don't have a heart.
I thought The Notebook was, man, devastating.
Okay.
It was devastating.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe where it went.
And
I was crushed by watching The Notebook.
Right. Devastating and lovely.
I don't enjoy that. Like, I don't enjoy being emotionally distraught.
But you know they had a life together. So, like, even though she eventually gets dementia, it's 20.
Spoiler alert!
21 years ago.
Well, I mean, I didn't know before I watched.
By the way,
I didn't know either.
I didn't either. Darth Vader is Luke's father. If people don't know that,
good.
I know that'd be a spoiler alert.
I never watched The Notebook or read it, only because I did a cross country thing on a train. I went across the country like for 2 weeks. I got on and off it, and I got stuck talking to a woman for hours. Who went on and on and on about The Notebook till I wanted to hurt myself.
I could have joined that conversation.
Oh, no. It was so bad. It was so bad.
It is a beautiful story.
Never, and I just said, no, not doing it.
All right, 215-592-9494. So whether it's Trey's defense, getting out of the Bryce Huff thing, have the Eagles ever had a worst individual signing? I mean, even though they won the Super Bowl, have they ever had a worse signing? Like, gotten less for more? I mean, it's...
Oh, Stacey Andrews is another one we didn't think about.
Babysitter.
But it wasn't this much more.
No, it wasn't. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, it's another one.
That was another just got nothing from a big contract guy.
And pushed Brian Dawkins out the door.
Well,
because it's Stacey Andrews Day.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, James, it's ironic you're playing this. Because I remember exactly where I was the first time I heard it. It's a certain section of Fairfield's campus. And... this weekend coming up, I got my 25th reunion.
Oh, get out of here.
And the brain is,
thinking about going back to that spot and the moment you heard
Hard Knock
Life.
No. Thinking about not returning next week.
Ah, like, thinking about just staying out there.
John, when I'm back in that environment for 48 hours with my buddies, like I'm back there for 48 hours, why in like the hell would I want to come back? I mean, no offense to you guys. Love you. Mm. Love the show.
Not that much.
Love WIP.
It
like,
seems like that's offensive.
Do I love doing the show more than just being in college? No.
Well, you can't go back to college.
No, but I can try to extend it somehow.
You really,
a third day,
you can't really.
A fourth day, like a fifth day. Seltzer,
so
be ready to step in next week.
Ray,
be ready to step in next week. That's all I'm saying.
There is a movie, old school, that lives this out.
Yes, there is.
You could use it as a template.
Oh my God! But my brain is like, oh no! Like it already feels bittersweet because they'll be back in there.
That's too quick.
And then I'll be ripped out. Like ripped out.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, you're in a bad spot because it doesn't feel like you're going to be able to enjoy this as much as you would like to.
I know what you
already mean.
It'll be in my mind even when I'm having fun. I'll be like, all right, 13 hours left, 12 hours left.
Is that a byproduct?
11 hours left. That's tough.
That is rough, man.
but anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
I wish you didn't feel that way. That's too bad.
Well, I am genuinely excited. I mean, as you can tell, but it's...
You must love these college friends.
Well,
maybe you should get together with them more.
We do, but not like this many. Like, we already got over 100 people signed up. Like, it's going to be a thing. So I'm
100 people that you know and care about.
Probably about 40 or 50
that
I know.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Pretty good chunk that I know, which is nice.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And it's probably
That's
over 100.
That's pretty rare, I would think, that you have 40 or 50 people from college that you like.
Yeah,
like
I'm in touch with.
Keep in touch with.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
That's amazing.
Oh, for sure. All right. Had a dream last night. Only slept for 2 hours, but in those 2 hours, Nick Sirianni popped into the dream. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well,
and we were like hanging out.
Yeah, we need some context.
I don't
here.
Know much. I just know a couple of us. I don't know who was
Are
there.
Are you trying to do a dream journal?
No. Every once in a while, I'll just bring something to the show if I felt it All was right. noteworthy. I mean,
I think it means you want to be friends with Nick Sirianni.
It might. But I mean, I'm not seeking
what
that
does
out.
Nick represent is the question.
Winning.
Aren't dreams just symbols?
I don't know.
He might. I mean, I thought that was Jalen Hurts who represents.
Well, Jalen represents winning
who
as well.
Who represents winning more, Jalen or Nick?
Well, Jalen won more going back to college. I mean, Nick was at Mount Union. Jalen had that Alabama Oklahoma thing. Anyway, Sirianni in the dream. I don't know what's up with that. All right, YouTube. We'll get to some of the comments.
Do you remember what you did?
Not really. I just
were
know,
you friends?
Friendly. It was just a casual hangout.
Were you on an adventure together?
Don't remember.
Did you have superpowers?
I have no more memory.
Did you a lot of questions.
Did you look different?
We can't tell because you got a hat on.
You know what this reminds me of? What John's doing right now. I had a buddy in college. I'm going back to the college thing. Have you ever said there's a little smoochy smooch? No, I'm not a kiss and tell kind of guy.
I've heard this,
as you guys
about
know.
You.
But I had this one friend. He'd be like, "All right, so your right hand, like, it went where first, and then like, and then her hand, and then like, he would break people down, like, moment by moment." Dirty dog. He wanted all the dish. All right, let's go to the phones.
So are you saying that you had lots of dish all the time?
No, I was very...
So you're...
I was staid.
Wow.
Yeah, I was not, you know...
Staid.
I didn't have much game in college. I really didn't.
Oh.
I really didn't.
Well, that's certainly big of you to admit.
Then. Yeah, well, like I told you, I'm not a kiss and tell kind of guy, so maybe I did. He's got a phone. Let's go to Chuck in Cherry Hill. He hasn't needed game forever because he's got a wife he loves. Good morning, Chuck.
Thank you very much. Indeed, that is very
Chuck,
true.
Chuck, did you have game in college?
I'm sorry.
Did you have game in college?
I've always been blessed with a little bit of that. Yeah, like my friends used to say, how did Chris, he said, you don't have enough looks to win the match. But you have enough game to talk to anybody you want to always and be successful.
There
That's
you
how
go.
I used to, I accepted that.
Okay.
Yeah, model looks. But I could talk, and I've always had the gift of gab.
Good for you.
And a starting place, which I need with you, Joe. Hope you had a good weekend. You had a caller about 5 of 8. I think it was Joe. Could have been John.
Yep.
It was Joe. Did he ever crush it? And the points he made were the points about the Phillies playing sub 500 against 500 teams, okay, which once again, here we are, 13 and 15 against the better competition, which is 13th in the league. Now, today, they wake up with the illustrious distinction of last in the league defensively, so they're right there. Their company is the White Sox, Rockies, A's.
Are you sure
A's.
About
How
that?
How do they arrive at that?
Yeah, are you sure
right,
that that's
right,
a fact?
In the league?
I think you might be.
It's funny you're saying that today of all calls.
Okay.
Because I was prepared today to walk you through it if you don't mind. I know you like fast calls. But I know James.
But you're saying there's a. But just to be clear, you're saying there's a certain stat.
A metric that says
that
we're
says
the worst.
That yeah. they're literally worst.
Yes, and I also think James is familiar with the DRS. I think James is familiar
defensive
with
defensive run saved.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So you just take the time. There's a little trick to get there. It's little. Once you know, it's like algebra. Simple. But, okay, so that's your company. When you combine the both, the sub-500 and the last two teams defensively, that's never been done before in terms of a championship. Now, your pushback to that always is, but it's still possible. Of course it is. Anything's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Chuck, I'll say this. I'm shocked to hear that they would rank last. Like, I see Trey as below average significantly.
Way below.
I see Stott as above average. I see Realmuto above average. I see Castellanos as okay. I see Harper as okay. I see Bohm as maybe a little below average, maybe.
Okay,
Kepler's been pretty good. Like my point is, I would think there'd be 5 trays out there to be last in the league. You know what I mean, John?
And listen, the eye test will fail. It's the one position that's playing above the line by a lot is Kepler in left. Is having a good, great season so far.
Nice.
He's been terrific.
So when you look at Stott -4 this year, that is surprising. I've watched the games. I don't think he's having a minus year, but the stats don't lie. These DRS stats have been refined every year.
Maybe they do, though, Chuck. I watch Preston
Stott, in my opinion.
Yeah, Chuck, I watch Preston Stott play, and I see a quality defensive second baseman. Quality.
I'm not going to argue with that, but it's defensive run saves plays you don't make off the ball.
Well, I see it with JT also. I know he missed that one ball this weekend, but it didn't matter because it was ball 4, and the guy didn't get to second, so what difference does it make? I see JT as an outstanding defensive catcher still. I mean, that's my eye.
He's digressed tremendously the last 2 years. He's now league average on caught stealing. He's average on caught stealing.
Good.
Look it up.
I'll keep my eye out for it. Chuck, give me an answer.
They have changed the rules of the game to make stealing more readily available.
But he's saying percentage.
But he's average. Yeah. That's the same for everybody, John.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All boats rise.
All right,
buddy,
Chuck, give me a kid somewhere in a title.
This has probably been said. Does Billy the Kid qualify? You know I'm out in left field of these questions. But anyway, I'll throw that out there. I don't know.
Billy the Kid. Well, is that the name of the song by Billy Joel?
No. Isn't that a movie? Or
no, but there's the Billy the Kid.
I think that is the name of the song. I'll check.
Yeah, I think that might be the name of the song.
Maybe. Billy,
yeah, I mean,
probably.
It's a good song. You know, it's a quality song.
The Ballad of Billy the Kid, but it still works.
We'll count it, yeah. Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. First poll question, which bothered you more this weekend with the Phils? Was it Lizardo being kept in so long or Trey's defense yesterday? We'll see where the poll result goes there. I was going to say I think it's going to be Lizardo being kept in so long, but Trey's defense might trigger people. We'll see. Second poll question. Not that it mattered, because, of course, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agency signing ever? Now, we're defining this as the start of, like, the real free agency in the mid-90s. Like, if you go back to, you used to get players in the 70s or 80s that they got cut by a team, then they're a free agent, you can sign them, you know. But we're talking about when the NFL implemented free agency, and then you get these higher-priced guys. James, we're 2.5 hours through the show. We've kicked around about 7 to 10 names. Do you think from a production standpoint, and you can and should probably put it in light of money made, or money at least that was initially allocated, $50 million 3 years, do you think Bryce Huff gave him less than anyone ever?
No, I've been thinking about it. I got another one. Byron Maxwell feels pretty high on the list because was a huge contract.
He at least was better. I mean, Bryce Huff.
At least
Huff,
he played, but he played Huff, horribly.
I know he did, but Bryce Huff, like, they got to a point they said, you don't get to play.
Yeah. Look,
Maxwell's up there. Don't get me wrong.
Up there.
I think Huff's worse.
He might be. Again, it's very close, I think, between all these.
Rhea, what's your instincts tell you as of right now? Is he the worst ever?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of not giving you anything, at least the other
it was
ones,
almost Andrew Bynum-like.
Yeah, I mean, because the other players actually played. They didn't do anything, but
correct.
They didn't play.
I agree.
So, if you're going to go according to those metrics, I would have to. He was a zero, which is his number.
Yeah,
right?
He was. I kind of think it's him. I mean, it's hard to remember all these guys. Steve Everett stunk. Nnamdi was a disaster. Byron Maxwell was a disaster. I mean, there are, you know, but.
Demetrius Bell.
Demetrius Bell. Yeah, there's some. DeMarco Murray's pretty high up there.
He was running to the ground.
He was.
They should have known that.
They should have known that.
What the Cowboys did to him the year before.
That was crazy.
Was insane.
All right, so let me put you in a better. I mean, I think people are in a good Eagles mood getting rid of Bryce Huff, but it's interesting. People like Elliott and Baldy think he actually could go play well for San Fran. We shall see. But I want to play some other Baldy-related audio for you because I found this interesting the other day. So, of course, John Eagles had the OTA last week, a couple practices. Mm-hmm. And there was that one practice in particular where the media could watch and watch extensively. So Baldy was there, and he had some observations from practice. And I thought this was pretty cool because this really speaks to two things, good coaching and just a good job by players who are hungry to get better and be exceptional and stay exceptional and become more exceptional. Listen to Baldy with this is an Odyssey podcast he does. Listen to Baldy with his observations from one of those Eagles practices last week.
It's really the first big day they had as a group, and it was just what you would expect from a Super Bowl champion team. It was a up-tempo, and I mean up-tempo, fast-paced practice where nobody stands around. Everybody is doing something. You watch the young players like Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, like if they're not in a drill, they never stop working on the footwork, like nonstop. Nolan Smith, if he isn't in a drill, he's working on bending the corner and rushing the passer and two-hand swipes and spins. Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, they've got three rookie offensive linemen, you know, Drew Kendall's. Center guard. I mean, those guys never stopped working in the corner if they weren't involved in a team drill. And then when they did do team drills, Nick Sirianni's got a blowhorn and he's calling out situations, 3rd and 6, 38 seconds to go. You know, and here's Jalen Hurts got the offense lined up.
Pumps you up, John, right? You hear something like that? You know, just gets the juices going a little bit.
It's
got about 3 months, by the way, to the start of the season. 3 months and a couple days.
It's 97 days till the first game.
It's early September.
Yeah. Well-oiled machine. This is why this is replicable, guys. This is why we've got a coach who treats this with such like a serious nature. His whole approach, the itinerary, it's going to be exactly the same as what they're accustomed to with the new offensive coordinator to bring everyone up to speed. But man, these guys work because it's their culture, and they've got a quarterback who really does look at this like his greatest challenge is overcoming the idea that you can't do this twice, like in a row. He is dead set on whatever he can do to differentiate this team from all those other teams that failed at repeating. You know, this is his fixation now.
Look, he's always fixated on being as great as he can. There's no doubt about that. I agree. All right, comments from YouTube and questions from YouTube. We're going to get to that shortly. Rob right now. Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Great, Rob.
Good. I just wanted to ask your guys' opinion because there is a fix to Trey Turner at short. I think it would be kind of an upgrade, not a great upgrade, but a kind of an upgrade with the glove at least. But Bo Bichette is a free agent at the end of the year, and Toronto's general manager said that he's willing to. He'll talk about trade offers. He'll entertain trade offers for Bo Bichette, and I think the Phillies have maybe a little bit too much starting pitching, and Toronto might need pitching, and it might work. I just wanted to see what your guys' opinion was.
Look, I got a lot of opinions on this. I think the Phillies could trade a starting pitcher this year.
Yes.
And I think the players that are most likely to be traded this season are Ranger and Mick Abel, but I wouldn't put them in that order. I'd put Mick Abel 1, Ranger 2. I start with that. I start with the fact that even in the offseason, they could be trading players. But here's where it starts, Rob, in my opinion. It doesn't start with, can I trade a pitcher for a shortstop or whatever? It starts with Dave Dombrowski, and I'm a big fan of Dave Dombrowski, but it starts with him answering this question. Do I have the guts to have an uncomfortable conversation with a shortstop I gave $300 million to 3 years ago? Like, it starts with...
Yeah.
Am I, like, cause, you know, we just talked about Sirianni. James brought up the point earlier. Bryce Huff didn't get to play in part because Sirianni and Vic Fangio said, no matter how much money you make, you don't merit playing. You don't. Jalix Hunt gets to play over you. He does. That's it. That's the way it goes. And it helped him win a Super Bowl. And, of course, you know, 20 years ago, you know, anyone old enough to remember, hopefully remembers the year it was a complete farce when Chase Utley was a rookie. And they had Chase and Polanco platooning at second base, and they had David Bell walking the plank every day at third base. And they could have just moved Polanco to third because he had played many years at third base up until that point. They could have had Polanco every day at third, Chase Utley every day at second, and they would have made the playoffs. They missed the playoffs by like a game or two. So these things come down to decisions of what you're willing to do and sometimes look a veteran in the eye and say, enough.
Yeah.
And I to this point, there's nothing that has told me the Phillies are willing to look Trey Turner in the eye and say enough at shortstop. My hope's not very high.
Yeah, gotcha.
Right? Okay. I mean, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, at some point, you have to sit down with your players and just
no question
level with them.
No, I mean that's my point.
Look, you know, this is what you know. This here, let me. You know,
I agree.
Some highlights. You know, this is what we're looking at. You know, I don't know if Bo Bichette is a big upgrade on the glove, but he's a good hitter.
Well, he's a good hitter. Rob, I read a book on Jeter a few years ago, and he was extremely deep into his career, and actually was annoyed when he found out that the Yankees apparently hadn't told him for a couple years that he needed to work on his defense, and then started digging in way deeper to try to salvage it, but.
Yeah,
you know, like have the conversation, and that's one thing about Nick Sirianni I really admire. I think
all transparency.
He gets right in there.
I do think that was a weakness. And Andy Reid, for everything that I appreciate about Andy, when I got cut, I had no idea. Like maybe that's just me for being somewhat clueless and focused and blinders.
I think that's different because that's training camp.
Okay, but I do think that in today's NFL. There's a new level of discussion and openness and transparency, at least from what I can see with these guys and this coach.
Well, I'll give you one on
they talk about everything, including the contracts, but also just like daily activities or like their colleges, like the rivalries. Like they really do seem to almost be friendly.
Yeah, they do.
Like they're friends.
Yeah,
like
they do. They have that. They
with
have
Nick
that
Sirianni.
Yeah.
That's different. That's very different than with Andy.
Here's the Andy one, and Rhea, I know this is going to resonate with you in a thousand out of thousand ways.
Okay.
The all-time Andy, and you can say this is Andy, you can say this is Jim Johnson, love him, okay? But it was a historic screw-up to put Blaine Bishop in the NFC Championship game instead of Michael Lewis.
To put him in there.
It was it might have cost them the frickin' Super Bowl.
Oh, I absolutely believe it did. It was
not move.
No, he couldn't move. Michael Lewis had played
great.
Really well.
Yes.
And then Blaine Bishop re-tears it on the first play and never says a word to anybody.
But they can see that he's not moving well. And the Jerovicius play.
My dog could see. Jerovicius is still running down Broad Street.
I mean, Blaine Bishop had no shot on that play. So the point, Rob, is you got to have accountability. And a coach or a general manager.
Coach has as much accountability as players do.
You have to make the tough call sometime and just say, listen, no more. And I fear that the Phillies haven't yet exhibited the gumption to have that conversation with Trey, and that disappoints me. Rob, you can win Phillies tickets. We're going down to the game next Wednesday. Give me an answer with a child somewhere in a title.
Well, the one I told James was taken a long time ago, but I got another one.
Sure.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah,
sure.
Kids. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to win, but it's okay. Look, right now, it's Voodoo Child versus Karate Kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Voodoo Child is interesting, though, because it is Child.
Child. Yeah, I was wondering that when he said it. I was wondering how we were going to litigate that.
My fault. Mm-hmm. Karate Kid's in the lead, I mean, as far as I say. I mean, Golden Girls was good, too, but I mean, Karate Kid? The irony of Golden Girls with a bunch of old hags.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it.
Am I allowed to say that on the air, James?
Well, you just did.
So. But sure. I'm commenting on something from the 80s, so it's still PC, because they were hags back then.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going with that.
You like that, Rhea? No, I'm playing around. All right. Comments, YouTube, questions, YouTube. James Seltzer, what are people observing today? What are they saying about our show? What do they see? What are they thinking?
All right. Rick actually says, Joe, I love the old school Eagles hat.
Thank you, buddy.
But you should get ripped for the hat, the backwards hat with the hair and the whole thing.
Hold on. So my hair is longer than it's been since the pandemic.
You haven't gotten a cut?
No. Tomorrow, it's going to be 12.
Should I make fun of you for
bad
hair?
I'm showing people on YouTube. It's going to be 12
weeks.
Oh,
you look ridiculous. Oh, your hair's so dumb.
It might be so matted down right now. It might not be, spiking up as much as it can. But it's been 12 weeks since the haircut. So I'm in full hat mode until, after tomorrow's show when I get the haircut. But thank you. I'm glad you enjoy the Eagles hat. I do want freedom of, I want the head to breathe a little bit. It's been.
So are you going to go new hairstyle?
Nah.
Are you ever thinking that? Ever thinking of getting creative? Like a summer do? Like, why don't you consider that?
Well, I did consider doing what you did for the last couple of years. And I thought, I'd have to grow my hair for about 4 more years and be comfortable looking ridiculous.
Mm.
And I decided, John, you got to admit. The girlfriend entered your life upon finally cutting the hair.
Mm.
Not the other way around.
That's a good point.
James, like, we had been telling him for a couple years.
Yeah.
Do you feel some... Like, we were right. Like, I was rightest.
I know.
Because if she came first and the hair went second, then you'd be right. But, that's not what happened.
It feels like you think my sole purpose on earth is to find...
female companionship.
Well, yeah, and that was not my sole focus.
No, but a year ago,
there was a lot going on.
I know.
And so I was distracted from having a normal life in a lot of ways.
I'm just poking fun at you.
Yeah.
All right. So,
the hair was a problem, but I will probably stop cutting it again at some point in the future. Just, I don't know, because it does get old.
That's her territory now.
And all that stuff.
We don't have to comment on that anymore.
You're right. She'll probably have an opinion. I bet she dislikes the long hair because everyone else seems to dislike it. Right. Either they say nothing at all or they say, holy cow. Now, everyone feels very comfortable saying, you looked horrendous. Now everyone's like, oh yeah, we didn't tell you, but that looked stupid, and you
well,
looked.
Well, we told you.
We told you at the time, but maybe no one else did.
Well, I'm just saying what other people said.
All right, James, other questions and comments from YouTube. What are they
all
saying?
All right, Scott in KOP says, you can wear it, but don't burn him, in all caps. Topper didn't have a man in the pen ready in case at the start of the inning the mistake started there.
Well, I don't know about that, man. I mean, it's the start of the fourth inning. You're only down 4-0, and three of the runs were on a home run. I don't think I would have someone ready in the bullpen to start that inning.
Yeah, I agree with
we
that.
We could look up his pitch count, but it was probably only around 40 entering the fourth inning. So, no, I don't think it's the start of the fourth inning, but it's once things developed, at some point, you got to get Lozado out of the game. Yeah, but not as early as you're saying there.
All right, Cuco Express says, give me a Hammer live record tally in the back.
In the back of what?
Ready to level up? Chumbo Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumbo Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumbo Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Behind you guys.
Oh, yeah. Behind the stuff. Behind us.
I don't know if I could handle a live Hammer record.
285 and 45. Is that what it is?
I mean, it's not that hard to keep track
of.
Oh,
I got to read. Yeah, 285 and 45.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
Maybe I just put the 285 up. You know what I mean? In blinking lights.
That was a tough one on Friday. I was listening.
That was a little...
I think I got one of them.
They were pretty tricky. Yeah. Some of them were tricky. What more you got, champs?
All right, let's go with Mopar says...
By the way, I like these YouTube questions and comments.
Yeah, it's good.
This is, you know,
keep them coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the comments coming. We'll read them on the air. Yep. All right, Mopar says, if I was to worry, I would bring up the absolute pass that the pitching and hitting coaches get in this town. I strongly disagree with the pitching coach thing. I think Caleb Cotham has done a fantastic job.
He has.
He's been great. But Kevin Long, I think, gets a bit of a pass.
Look, they have changed their style of hitting to an extent this year. I think the bigger issue than hitting coach. Guys, the thing I'm starting to wonder more and more is how good are some of these hitters? How good is Bryson Stott?
He's good.
He's average at best.
Okay. Right now, he's average at best.
He's average below, at
slightly
best.
Below
he's average at best when he's in a slump.
No, this and is
this year good. He is
no,
slightly
really good.
This is two
Last
months
year,
in.
Come on, he's I mean, Bryson he's had, Stott has a great eye. Bryson Stott is.
Let me look. Let me look up where he is. Here we go.
And that, defensively,
no, that's
like a 650 OPS.
Here we
or something,
go.
Right,
average 254. On base 320, that's not good. It's not horrendous, but it's not good. Slugging percentage 363, that's horrendous. It's horrendous. So here's the deal. You've got a, and I'm a Stott
fan.
You could
say that for a lot of guys right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but John, he's supposed to be, when healthy, and he's
better than this.
He's yeah. supposed to be one of their three or four best hitters.
And I do think it's been.
He's supposed to be their second best hitter, definitively. I mean,
No, Schwarber and Harper.
I'm saying. Big picture-wise, the money, the signing, like who you brought the guy in, he was supposed to be your
second. Who are you talking about?
Trey Turner.
No, I'm talking about Stott.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah,
okay.
You're talking about Stott. So, like, if I got a 254 average, give me power. You know, 254 average and almost no power. That you know, that's not great. By the way, some other guys, I mean, if you really look at these numbers.
Like, Castellanos has a good average, but no slug for him.
And bad on base. Not yeah. bad, but not good. 324 on base, 411 slugging percentage. That's not very good. Boehm is still a disaster for the season. Now he's climbing out of the April hole.
But it's still just average. Like, you know, there's yeah. no power. There's, well, the doubles aren't there like they were last year.
It's below average.
Yeah.
So Boehm's on base is 300. His slugging percentage is 379. That's horrendous.
So horrendous. All things considered, guys, these guys... underperforming, as you're pointing out, our team should be outstanding,
or,
considering we've got the same record as the Yankees and the Dodgers right now.
Because of pitching,
with 36
though.
Wins. Yes, because our pitching, that aspect of our team, has elevated the performance yeah. of the entire team itself. When the offense gets going, can you imagine
but
how
my
good
point,
we
but,
can be?
But my
We're
point
not
is,
there yet.
This may be what they are. Like, they'll have their hot 2 weeks.
Why do we assume that they'll just be not hot?
Okay, let me ask this question. Other than Bryce Harper and Schwarber last year and this year, who else has had a great season hitting the ball?
Are we talking season or
season.
Section
season.
Of
no, season?
Season.
No, season.
We've seen Trey
I'm
have
giving you
sections.
Everybody.
We've seen
I'm giving you everybody.
Castellanos have sections.
No.
Schwarber.
No. I said,
other
than Schwarber last year and this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryce, no one else has had a great
Boehm
season.
Last year, it was on his way to a great season, then fizzled out. Yeah. Like, no.
I mean, I don't even know what the closest is to a very good season. Maybe a younger JT, maybe.
Well, again,
maybe.
Then we should be in good shape when these guys start playing great
baseball.
But
you're missing my
for
the
them.
Point
is,
but you're missing my point.
They're
much they
better
may not.
The team can
Why,
be.
Though? They're 32 and 33 yeah. and 31 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, their best baseball is behind them.
Remember,
like, Nick Castellanos... His best baseball is way behind
Guys, him. Castellanos the year before he got here. 300 batting average.
309.
30 home runs, 100 RBIs. We haven't seen that guy for 6 months. We've seen him for a month. We've seen him for two. We've seen him for a week. We haven't seen that guy for 6 months.
I haven't seen a guy hot for 6 months. I haven't seen any guy hot for 6 months. Like,
well,
what
but
we
they do exist
here?
In baseball, man.
Well, then I just haven't seen that ever.
No, I get it. But, I mean, look, I don't know all the stats of all the guys right now, but, like, there's dudes like that Cruz guy and Cincy. How's he doing this year, James?
Ellie?
Yeah.
I haven't checked his stats.
I don't check stats anymore, but I just know there are legitimate players. I mean, think of what Trey Turner used to be. I mean, it was out there. I mean, it was, like, legit.
We've never seen it here.
Yeah, we got the Namdi here.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
All right, let's go to the phones. Anyway, I'm just, you know, But look, the Phillies can still win it all because their pitching might lead them there. But I don't think their hitting's going to lead them there, is my point. Let's go to Joe right now calling from Baltimore.
The Phillies can still win it all needs to be highlighted.
I agree,
there.
John. Listen, you know I'm not doomsday.
But you keep saying that, and then the entire conversation is, woe is me. Our offense sucks. Look at the stats. Look at the numbers. Everything sucks offensively.
I got two players I can
trust. Our pitching is unbelievable.
I know.
It's so deep. We're talking about trading a starting pitcher.
A good one.
That's crazy to me.
I know.
The offense is going to be better. Holy hell. It's going to be better. Our best player just sat for the last two series. Yeah, it makes us feel a little bit flat, doesn't it? Our best player play.
That's fair. And I also hope they just remove the whole center field thing and have a different center fielder for the playoffs.
Well, that would be helpful.
It really would
but
be.
But you know what? Johan Rojas showed us signs early in the season that he could actually get on base. If he gets on base, we can score with
him. That ain't happening. And by the way,
I'm excited about his speed to go steal second, go steal third, and give us a man in scoring position every single time. Well,
and Sosa's coming back to he's coming back to earth.
Yeah, I mean, he's still batting 294.
Yeah, but it's coming down.
Slugging. Oof.
It's coming down.
338.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right,
Yeah, pretty
Joe.
Good, man.
I'm trying to feel
positive. I love listening
positive.
To Philly Sports. You guys do a great job. I commute a lot from Bucks County down to Baltimore.
Oh.
Man, I've been listening to you all the way down. I'm about to hit the Bay Bridge.
Wow. Well, that's...
Yes, congratulations
thank you.
On the Phillies. Not such a good weekend, but I tell you what, the Eagles have been awesome to watch. Congratulations on that championship.
Well, to all of us. So are you not a Philly sports fan? I'm just confused with the congratulations.
I'm absolutely a Philly sports
good
fan
man.
Based on
good
my
man.
Affiliation, yeah.
Because I will say, Joe, I think I specifically did a lot to merit that congratulations.
The you're way, dreaming of with, Nick
with
Sirianni
the way,
now.
With the way I was pushing the Eagles all season, you know, I properly scolded them into sculpting themselves into a championship squad.
There you go.
Yeah.
I tell you what, you guys have been a tour guide for me for Philly sports. I've really been enjoying listening to you.
Thank
up and down 95.
That's awesome.
Good deal, bud. All right,
I got a good trade for you, man.
Yes.
I'm gonna give up Gunnar Henderson for Trey Turner. What do you think?
There's a less than 0% chance. Not in 10 zillion years would the Orioles do that.
Yeah, man. I tell you what. You guys keep me up on the top level for sports.
Baltimore's
in the basement right now, but I tell you what, it's fun to watch and listen to you guys.
Good deal, man. Well, Joe, keep listening, whether it's on the regular radio or that Odyssey app. We love that you listen. You can win the Phillies tickets. We can all hang together next week. Give me a child somewhere in a title.
I got it for you, man. The boy in the plastic bubble.
You got it. Now, is that the Seinfeld
actual,
thing?
Yeah,
is that
did they
a
make
a TV movie?
I don't know.
Well, that was a Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
It was
John
a Seinfeld thing. Oh, you're right. Yeah, the Travolta
yeah,
thing.
Travolta
yeah,
Travolta back
right.
like 30, 40, probably yeah. 40, 50 years ago.
Gotcha.
In the bubble, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a big show on TV.
All right.
Big movie.
I'm thinking about going back and trying Seinfeld one more time. Like
you
the,
should.
The full
oh,
gamut.
That's
free.
A good idea.
Yeah,
thinking
it's
about
so great.
It.
Wait,
I find it a little dangerous.
You remember I tried about 3 years ago?
Remember he got it?
Season one was a little lame-o.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would be a good...
Yeah,
I'd actually support that.
And it would help the show. It's referenced all the time
you
on the show.
Amy.
Like, how often does Dick Van Dyke come up on
that's
this? How's that going to help
is
your
it
life?
Is it between
you know?
Dick Van Dyke on this side and Seinfeld over
oh,
here?
Oh, Golden Girls.
Holy cow. Okay,
hey, Golden Girls.
Wow. Golden Girls really is
you,
a cool
you
show.
You do love,
I
Gold,
love
yeah.
Golden Girls. Man, awesome.
James, I will say Dick Van Dyke does not come up much on the show.
Very rarely.
You think?
I mean,
but unless you say it,
but that's
I don't think it ever
important
comes up.
To note.
And you know
there's
what context it normally comes up in, right?
Sure do, buddy. Yeah.
John, do you want to say the context?
We already know because you're pointing it out and you have this strange genital fixation.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying this. I mean, it's like a twofer. I mean, it's like there's a lot in there. All right.
It's a twofer.
It's a lot.
Man's
in there.
Like 95.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.